And we can go into the handsomest manager or coaches in the NFL.
Let's do it. We had something sad, so there's nothing funnier than making Andrew uncomfortable. So
now, for once, Charles, I am totally okay with it.
Let's do it. So let's start with the NFC first. So let me look for current NFL head coaches. I'm sure there's all the coaches have been hired, right? There's all the firings have been
filled. There's no vacancies.
So there's no vacancies right now. So let's see. I hope they split them off into AFC and NFC. If not, I'll look for them myself. So hold on. Let me get it on my phone and then I'll post the stuff here. So one second. So current NFL head coaches. So I'll get it right there.
I was going to say right away, Bill Belichick gets extra points for me because of his dog.
Yeah. So
Bill Belichick pulls, man.
And of course, the NFL handsomest head coaches is brought to you by Split K, guys. You can play it for free right now. Okay.
Lickety split. Okay. I'm going home now, kids.
Oh, boy. So, all right. So let's start with the NFC. I'm going to have to parse this out because they have all of them in one thing. But here we go. The Arizona Cardinals head coach, Cliff Kingsbury. Dude,
Cliff Kingsbury is out there at the University of Arizona picking up them college students. So, the guy's handsome.
Kingsbury. So let's go.
And for once, and it's actually less creepy than with Urban Meyer.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Damn, listen. If he was still on this freaking list.
Oh.
So yeah,
no.
Cliff Kingsbury. Oh, yeah, look at that.
They had a thing of him in the draft.
And Holly Saunders right now are official, apparently, from Golf Digest. Okay, Cliff.
Cliff Bowles.
Cliff. Yeah, Cliff Kingsbury.
Do you think Cliff Kingsbury is the closest thing to PC Principal in the NFL? I've been rewatching a lot of South Park lately, but I look at him.
I need to see him in the sunglasses. Actually, hold on. He is in sunglasses. Here he is in sunglasses right now, actually.
I'm just saying.
Here we go. Oh my God.
I'm just saying.
Just dye the hair a bit, you know?
Just have him do the little lip raise.
Yeah, yeah.
Got a little bit of muscle to him.
Yeah, there you go. So there we go. Next, for the Atlanta Falcons, Arthur Smith.
I should love him just because he was a Tennessee Titan, but let's see what he fully looks
like.
There
he is. There's your coach. There's head coach Arthur Smith. All right. Look, a little John Candy-ish, a little bit. I'm not sure.
Yeah, he looks like a GameStop employee. I can't get
behind. Are you sure? There he is with the Titans. Saying. Does that help with the in the Titans?
No, because we have a daddy on the Titans.
Oh, I know
I'll tell you right now. Like Mike Vrabel's a babe. Y'all figure
well,
that out.
Well, we're gonna get into that next episode because we're doing the NFC right now. We need to get to a the Super Bowl of handsomest head coaches. So, all right. So that's Arthur Smith. So that it's a no for you, dog. All right. Next is Matt Rhule over in Carolina.
No, I don't know if I actually know what Matt Rhule looks like.
So we're about to find out right now.
When you see stuff on game day, it's just usually them in the hoodies and sweater.
So that's Matt Rhule.
I feel like Matt Rhule cosplays as Harper from Stranger Things. I can't get behind it because he looks like the actor whose name I forgot. I kind of like the blackening of the beard to avoid going all gray, but
there
then I think
all
you're kind
cleaned
of
up, huh? How about yeah, him all I cleaned think, up a little bit now in the suit?
Because he looks too much like Rex Ryan in that suit.
Really? Rex to me, Ryan? Not to me.
Not Fat Boy Rex Ryan. Oh, okay. But like skinny. I changed my life. Buffalo Bills.
Okay. All right. Next for the Chicago Bears.
Bears.
Matt. Eberflus.
Eberflus now?
Let's yep. Eberflus. What do you want to call it? There we go. And there he is for the, that's where he was with the Colts. This is him on the Chicago Bears. There he is.
Some weird. That hairline's fighting with the face, man. He looks like Urban Meyer's like cousin.
Okay.
He does. I'm just saying.
Alrighty. Okay. So next we've got. Dallas Cowboys, you're Mike McCarthy, huh?
no. So come here, on. To defend Mike McCarthy.
Mike McCarthy pulls his picture on the thing.
Mike McCarthy is the guy that you would chill with, beard or no beard, because of all the people that he knows. Mm. Because he's been around. You know, I know Aaron Rodgers. It's the same thing with the Dave Roberts mentality of how he did in baseball. Because of who you know, you want to hang out with him. Because he could be partying with Jerry Jones. And Jerry Jones, I don't care if I get banned for saying this. Mm. Jerry Jones probably has like all the grade A drugs that the U.S. officials want. So he's like, hey, if you're going to go, you're going to go.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I don't think that's controversial. I think that's kind of, I don't know. I think that's pretty well accepted at this point.
Well, the problem is every time if it's not Jerry's world, then you know
we saw the spaceship. He was doing the draft in 2020.
So. I just don't like Jerry Jones because I do personally believe he blackballed Colin Kaepernick and all the other players probably who wanted to sit down.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that Kaepernick right now.
Did get a tryout with the Raiders though.
Yeah, 6 years
yeah,
later.
But it's a token tryout.
Yeah,
you know. All right, Dan Campbell, Detroit Lions.
Oh yeah, man. Dan Campbell is like, oh, you touch my dude, you touch my girl, I'm going to beat your ass at the thing.
Look at that, man.
He's a meathead, but sometimes we like jocks up in here.
Yeah, man. He's a meathead with a heart, man. That man is not afraid to cry in front of you.
He sure is. Just saying. And, I finished that. That's good.
Like, if you guys saw
look at him with the hair when he was back
celebration
playing.
After they won, like, that just goes to show you those guys love him.
Yeah. No, he was an interim coach with the Dolphins. They loved him. Like, yeah, that man will fight for you, and he'll cry for you. He's not afraid. Yeah. Right? Okay.
He writes poetry as he beats someone's ass afterwards in reflection.
Next, Matt LaFleur.
Oh, Matt LaFleur. Green Bay. Ironically, because of all the heat I bring out of Aaron Rodgers, Matt LaFleur is like handsome, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the NFL's got some handsome dudes compared to MLB's managers.
Do you think that's the reason why Aaron Rodgers originally wanted to leave? Not because Jordan or Jordan Love was there, it was because Aaron Rodgers' woman was like staring at Matt LaFleur. LaFleur, let me get a piece of that.
Yeah, Matt LaFleur. Yeah, he cleans up. He's nice. All right.
You know what kills me? The man's like 6 years older than us, so it's amazing what you can do when you're in Green Bay and you get a ton of money.
You don't ruin your life going to law school. Yeah.
And there's me who bought literally like but cookie and creams Pop-Tarts today coming out before the show.
Yeah. Okay.
Life's cold, man.
Next. Oh, my God. Sean McVay.
Sean McVay is super handsome, man.
What, man, the NFL is
and they
just
all
killing
come
it.
From the, and they all come from the same coaching tree, too.
Yeah.
Him, McVay, Shanahan, LaFleur, all under Sean, too. And Cliff, I think. No, Cliff was different. But, yeah.
Sean McVay's gotten better with age.
Oh, yeah. It's that blonde hair, too, because it's a little bit different. You know, he's that guy who doesn't even – you remember when this is – some stuff coming into it, but Mike Nolan
photo.
Jr.
What? This
would
is a
be
dumb
like
photo of him. Why they? This is a bad photo. Who took this photo?
You think there's a bad photo?
There's one bad photo on the screen right now. He looks pretty goofy in this one. I don't know who took that photo, but he's I don't know, but it's a bad one. But he's got he's good.
Not there.
He is. Yeah, he's got one goofy photo. I think they just had one, but whatever.
There he is. Super handsome.
Yeah, but this is Sean McVay. All right, this is a tough one. The NFC is really tough, Charles. This is going to be a really tough decision. Okay, let's keep going. Let's keep going before you make a decision. Minnesota, Kevin O'Connell.
Yeah, I remember Kevin O'Connell when he was still a player, man. I don't know what he looks like at 36.
Kevin O'Connell. So let's take a look right now.
And this is the problem. Maybe I'm thinking these men are handsome because we're only in a small age gap.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Kevin O'Connell's kind of handsome.
Yeah, this is another one. Dear Lord, what is going on in the NFL right now?
You know, we're just hiring baddies. That's what's happening. Sheesh. And then somewhere in AFC is just Andy Reid. He's like, I don't need to be handsome when I got this sexy
belly. Where are Marty Schottenheimer clones out there? Come on, guys.
Please. Yeah. I think because Joe Torrio was my instant ugliest guy, but I don't know who my ugliest, I can't think of an ugliest coach off the bat completely.
All right.
Actually, that's a lie, but we'll get to it.
We'll get to it when we get to when you make your ultimate decision in the NFL. New Orleans, Dennis Allen.
Let's see what Dennis Allen looks like now that he's been away from Oakland.
Yeah, all right. He's got...
He looks like he holds the door open for you. But, I mean, I've just seen I don't have a daddy kink, so I just went through a whole phase of handsome guys in our age group, you know. No.
Relatively speaking, compared to the other guys, he's an all right looking dude, but especially with the goatee with the salt and pepper there. But okay, all right. Next, let's go to all right. The other Brian, not the one that Bill Belichick accidentally texted to, Brian DeBoer, out in New York with the Giants.
All right, let's take a peek at this.
So there you go, Charles. There's your boy.
Head There's a type the for every Giants. Person. Not my type.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
I think I would
I'm
like
to find a photo of him all, like, you know, dressed up in a suit. There he is.
Brian Dabble looks like he gets sweaty just seeing a Hardee's ad.
No. Oh, God. Why do I laugh? All right. Philadelphia. Nick Sirianni. So let's.
I'll wait till we get recent images of him.
Let's see. Nick Sirianni. Nick Sirianni.
There's a type. I just feel like he's kind of a clone of some of the other guys.
Hmm. Yeah, a little bit. I mean, he's not bad looking.
Yeah,
he's got a strong chin, a strong nose.
It's the sunken eyes. Like I don't want to say this on the show, but it looks like he'll get physical. So I can't do that.
Oh, all right. Well, I just thought he looked like a generic Batman villain. Or not villain, not a villain, but like
character.
Yeah, no, like a grunt, you know, a grunt. Yeah, one of those guys.
Well, they we're both of the same mind.
Hey, yo, the Batman's coming.
Especially his name's Sirianni.
Okay, this is me playing Arkham Knight for 12 hours the last 2 days. next is Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah,
here we go. Let's get back to it.
It's amazing when you have something as fugly as Mike Shanahan giving you a Kyle.
Okay.
You see, Mike wasn't even that ugly when he started with the Raiders back in the day before he went to the Broncos. Right, I mean, Kyle's ears are a little bit too big.
Yeah, especially when he wears the hat. Yeah. I think the hat makes it worse. He lets the hair out, not too bad.
Yeah.
Or puts on the headset. There you go.
Another one that's only like 7 years older.
Yeah. So.
What are we doing with our life?
Oh, boy. Okay, next, Pete Carroll, Seattle. Pete Carroll is one of those guys. Come on,
I would party with Pete Carroll.
Yeah,
man.
I'm not even gonna front. This is a guy who knows people.
Yeah, the first thing I would ask him is, how do you get your hair to be positioned like that? Because I'm very vain with my hair.
Yeah, man, he's got good hair for his age.
Pete Carroll was probably handsome, you know, 80 years ago when he was in his 20s.
Let me look when he was young. I've never seen a photo.
I haven't either, because the guy's looked the same for 20 years.
Yeah. So, actually, I think he's...
He
looks better
looks like
as a...
Jay Leno.
Yeah, he looks better older, actually.
Yeah.
He looks a lot better now.
Huh. Yeah, he's looking like Jay Leno.
When he started out with... there he is in the 90s with the Patriots and stuff. Yeah. He's gotten better as he's aged. There we go. Play basketball? Really? Okay. All right. So, Pete Carroll. And, here we go. Todd Bowles. Tampa Bay.
Let's see.
Todd Bowles. Here we go. All right, Charles.
I mean, I feel like Todd Bowles has looked the same for 10, 15 years.
Of course.
I mean, Todd Bowles is a handsome guy. He knows how to wear a suit.
Yeah.
The dress shirts or the coaching stuff doesn't help him out.
The dark plaid suit there.
That's what I'm saying. You know, you got to sharpen up a little bit. Listen, us men, when we're ugly, we amp it up by clothing. Okay? We don't get Snapchat filters. Mm. So sometimes it's the tightly made suit.
And finally, the last one for the NFC, Ron Rivera.
The
one Latino, Charles.
I don't find Ron attractive dynamically, but you know he'll like beat that ass, man. Ron exudes confidence to me. He would be that guy that if you're at the bar with him and you take some shots, like, listen, I beat cancer. I'm gonna go ask this girl out, and I'm gonna like, you do that, man. You know, he's got a good head of hair too.
Yeah,
we support Ron Rivera. We support. He gets the honorary. Like, yeah.
Yeah, he's half Puerto Rican, half Mexican.
dangerous combo. Keep him away from me. Keep him away from me.
Okay. All right. So that's the NFC. Charles, is a very difficult decision, but who is your number one handsomest coach in the NFC?
Sean McVay.
Sean McVay. Really? He takes it. It's not the right Super Bowl ring.
Right next to Matt. No, it's the hair, man. He's the only man. Because, yeah, I think if Matt LaFleur wasn't like dark black hair.
Damn, man. Funny. There's a lot of Cliff Kingsbury. They are stacked in that conference.
It's tough. Yeah, it's tough. All right. Not everybody looks like a testicle like it was in basketball or not basketball, baseball. But in baseball.
Yeah, baseball. Yeah, baseball was like very, very difficult. It was like it was literally Kevin Cash and Gabe Kapler. Yeah, and Joe Girardi.
Yeah, Joe Girardi know what's up, man.
Yeah. All right, Sean McVay, you are the handsomest manager or handsomest coach in the NFC. So congratulations.
Just look at that intense look that he's giving on the second panel on the on the top.
This is truly the greatest award he's ever won in his career.
And you know, he's a bro too. He's about loyalty. He was like Matt Stafford. He's like, hey. You're dying, Detroit.
Yeah.
Come over here. I'm going to make you better.
Anyways, handsomest NFL head coaches. Let's go. First one, Baltimore Ravens, John Harbaugh.
I'm stuck with 2008 John Harbaugh when he was first hired.
Really?
Now he's kind of getting the old man chows because he's just been employed for so long.
He's been there a while. But there he is. He's got a good smile.
He's got a good smile.
There he is in a press
conference. The more successful Harbaugh.
Yeah.
I feel like he would buy me extra things because of who his brother is.
Okay. That's true. Seems like the other Harbaugh is a little more outgoing, you know?
Well, yeah.
All right. So, yay, nay, handsome, not handsome?
I'll say handsome.
All right. So, there we go. So,
I have an additional question or a side question.
Mm. All right.
Jim or John?
Well, we only date winners here. Jim ain't no winner.
All right. So, next, Buffalo Bills, Sean McDermott.
Let's get him on the screen.
Let's get him on the screen there.
Let's get him on the screen. All right. Because, you know, I have the images of it. I know the coaches a little bit more.
There he is. You know, lost the hair already.
It's kind of like a roided out. He's kind of who's his name just escapes me now because it's broken. But
like Bill Burr's cousin or something.
Oh, you're you know, I'm trying to say this for the joke. Who was the damn Florida center defrauded everybody?
Florida Wait, center. Which one?
The bald one, looking like Voldemort.
Oh, fucking Rick Scott. Yeah,
Rick Scott. Skeletor. And it was Rick. I just want Scott because I was gonna say this. He looks like a roided out Rick Scott.
Okay,
you can't do it.
All right,
I can see that.
More face fleshed in.
Okay. All right. Next, Zach Taylor, Cincinnati.
You got me thinking what Rick Scott's doing as I'm gonna Google.
Don't, you know. All right, Zach Taylor.
I forgot he was a junior senator. He looks goofy. Yeah. He's got like that boyish charm.
There he is. I'm a little better. Guy won't, now.
Doesn't look like he says no to
trying
a cheeseburger.
Trying to see if I can find him in a suit. There he is yelling.
No. It's the face.
There he is next to. There's him next to Sean McVay.
No.
So
no. He literally looks like Moral. You're gonna laugh if you've seen the show. He looks like Moral Oral, as if Oral grew up. And there's nothing you can do to change my mind.
God, I haven't seen that show in forever, and man, is that a messed up show.
Truth hurts.
Next, Kevin Stefanski, Cleveland.
Maybe. Let's get a good image in here.
All right. So
my Google searches, man, are going to be so weird from now on.
Here we go. Cleveland Browns. There he is, all dappered up in the suit.
I think he would look better without the facial hair because he's got some strong-ass cheekbones.
Yeah,
but I don't know if that's the angle or not. Because if you look at that front view, he kind of looks...
Maybe better profile from the side. Let's see.
Yeah. Well, you know, we all have that good angle.
He takes care of the beard. What? You know, he's got the. You can tell.
He's not a good beard. Listen, we'll say he's handsome. We'll say he's handsome.
All right. I'm trying to find him clean shaven, but apparently not.
Yeah, well, you know.
Doesn't have any. Here's with Minnesota. No? All right. Okay. All right. So we'll move on. We'll move on from here. Nathaniel Hackett, Denver Broncos. I don't know
what Nathaniel Hackett looks like. This overhyped man who Denver had to hire.
Mm-hmm. So there he is. Oh, oh boy. Here we go. There he is with the Packers.
No.
There he is with he looks the Broncos like at his press
he looks
conference.
Like, he looks like Shea Whigham.
All right.
Oh, God, what? That is not a good kind of bald.
All right, here we go. How about some love for Lovie Smith? Out in Houston.
Lovie grew out the beard. Lovie grew out the beard.
Out in Houston. The beard. There's Lovie Smith.
We'll give Lovie some props. He's handsome at like 57 or 62, however old he is.
What is Lovie Smith? Hold on, I'm going to look at this up. Hold on, real quick. Lovie Smith, he is 64 years old.
Yeah, we'll give it to Lovie. Good skin, exfoliates, grew out the beard to kind of say, this is who I am now. I'm wizened. I'm going to get another chance at Houston. We'll give it to Lovie.
All right. Okay. Next, we got Frank Reich, Indianapolis.
All right, let's try to recall what Frank Reich looks like here.
There he is. There's, ooh. Oh, boy.
Man. Some of these pictures not he's flattering.
He's like the dad from the middle.
Or no, he kind of looks like he's taking the tequila shots with Jim Irsay.
Probably. That's probably how he got hired, given the way the Colts operate.
He just sat down in the bar and everybody...
It's not just the tequila, by the way. It's also the Coke.
Well, listen, allegations are allegations, but, you know...
I don't think those are allegations.
Frank, well, according to Jim Irsay, never did anything. Frank Reich just goes and says, yeah, let me get some... Don Julio instead of that 1800 trash, and then yeah. Jim Irsay's like, "You're my guy."
All right, well, fine. We'll move on.
He was handsome back in the day, though.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, when he was younger. All right, so next we've got Doug Peterson, Jacksonville.
Oh hell no, hell no. Doug Peterson rocking a goofy ass haircut.
No. you don't.
I mean, bring it up so I could just show it to you.
I, of course, I know, but you know. There he is.
Like, get to the one where he doesn't have a hat on.
Oh, let me see.
Down the middle.
This one right here, like at the draft or the combine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a goofy looking goofy. Dude.
That's goofy.
Yeah.
He kind of looks like somebody who says, draw me John Madden from Thought, and then they came out with Doug Peterson.
All right. Next, we've got, Andy Reid.
I love Andy Reid, but Andy Reid is not our cup of tea. Andy Reid is the guy that you hope finds okay. Andy Reid, I hate to say this, is Ralph Wiggum, where you know that episode where Lisa goes, it's like, I like you. That was Andy Reid, must have been in, you know, elementary school coming into it. But we love Big Red.
You know, you're gonna
he'll feed me.
Oh, I'm about to say you're gonna have to get some great barbecue out in Kansas City with Andy Reid.
Sometimes beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and you have to look past skin deep. And Big Red gets my heart sometimes.
All right. So that's Andy Reid. Next, we've got...
Andy Reid's that guy who goes, let's just order 50 chicken wings at 25. And I'm like, suddenly...
Mm-hmm. Next, Josh McDaniels, Las Vegas.
Can I say certain things without like getting attacked as being like reverse racism or anything?
Mm-hmm.
Josh McDaniels is a type for a particular kind of woman and man. Josh McDaniels is not my type, and that's all I'm gonna say. All
right. Okay.
Yeah. No. And he put on that weight.
Yeah. Yeah. They on this Wikipedia article they got like the good picture of him from like back in 2017, and yeah.
Yeah, they're Josh McDaniels. Josh McDaniels seems like that. If I try to walk away, he'll grab my arm real hard. I'm just saying that. I'm not alluding anything else.
Mm. All right, next, Los Angeles Chargers, Brandon Staley.
Oh, Brandon Staley is a beautiful guy. That heartfelt speech that he gave about the inclusivity and stuff like that from last season.
There's Brandon Staley.
Yeah,
there you go.
I mean, he's what you call the safe bet. He doesn't lift weights, but he's a safe bet. His favorite, Brandon Staley, the guy who wakes up and says, "I'm gonna do a 3 mile run before I go to work." Safe bet.
Okay.
He's the guy that you trust to at least take you to Chili's and not try anything weird after.
Oh, here we go. How about Mike McDaniel, Miami?
Oh man, he's fucking goofy. But there's a charming thing about him. Mike McDaniel makes me understand why people like Pete Davidson, if that makes sense whatsoever.
Yeah, I can see. Yeah. It's the
best way I can explain it to you.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Let's go to, how about a goodie, Bill Belichick.
Listen, Bill Belichick's a winner. And I acknowledge that. That there's a confidence about it. You know, us, we've seen it. We're attorneys. We parade around. We see that young bolstery attorney. And then there's something about prominence and presence and not giving an F. Bill Belichick got it. All right, he's got your dog.
Let's take a look at his dog real quick.
He pulling some
there's
stuff.
There's his dog life. Nike right there. Huh? The real MVP of the 2020 NFL draft.
Yeah, you know, he's just that taciturn that you think doesn't care.
There's his dog really when he was making the pick for the Patriots. So there he is in the right there. I mean, come on. There, at the 2021 draft, he brought his dog over. So, yeah, there's Bill Belichick with Nike. All right.
Next. One of these days we'll have to do a dogs of NFL head coaches.
I mean,
oof. He's the only one I know of.
That's true. We don't know all the other ones. Heck, it could say
it's
something.
It's a cute-ass dog.
Yeah, it is. Next. Robert Saleh.
Daddy.
New York Jets.
That's a handsome man, bro.
There we go. Look at that. Now, he's doing the bald right there.
Yeah.
He looks good bald.
Look like Nathaniel Hackett. Mm-hmm. Who's looking like he's about to send me to meet a necromancer.
There you go. He's got that Joe Girardi vibe.
Yeah. Robert Saleh's got that daddy mode going on. Unfortunately, he's not the ultimate daddy in the AFC.
Mm. Oh, there he is. All right. There we go. Yeah. Next, we've got... here's another one. Mike Tomlin.
Mike Tomlin is attractive. Because he looks like Omar Epps.
Interesting.
He does.
Yeah.
He keeps in shape. Bit.
Yeah.
Oh no. And he's loyal. He's loyal to a degree.
Yeah. Oh well. There he is. That. Wow, man. That was him when he was younger. Dear Lord. Yeah. No,
it's the shades too, man.
Yeah. And it's true. He's got style. All right. Next, we've got. Let's see. Oh, your boy. Mike Vrabel.
The ultimate daddy. The man who outdaddies Robert Saleh.
There he is. There he is there with the stash.
I mean, look, that's poise, that's confidence, that's intensity.
Yeah.
That's a guy who has, he knows how to laugh and a couple of drinks.
He deals with the wackiness that goes on in his house.
Like, jacked up.
Yeah.
You know, he ain't going to let no punk talk to you at the bar. Mike Vrabel's the guy that says, all right, if you're out with that date with your family, and he's with you, and then someone else buys drinks because, you know, that's a typical young person move. He'll take the drinks, and then he'll beat your ass afterwards. Mike Vrabel. Right. Hard energy.
Okay. And let's see. I think, yeah, that's it. That's it for the AFC. So, Charles, who...
Big Daddy V.
Really? That's Big who Daddy it is. V. All right. So, Mike Vrabel. AFC. Well, now we got to choose. Mike Vrabel versus
Sean McVay.
All right, Sean McVay. He goes on. He wins the Super Bowl, but that's not as good as being named Charles's handsomest head coach in the NFL right now. Oh, you said you were gonna also. Yeah, who's the ugliest head coach in your opinion in NFL history?
So the ugliest head coach. You gotta give me a second, because I feel like this is going to. Let me just see how they looked at that time as opposed to aging. Right, I had to get the name right because my brain's not working half the time. All All right. Let me just verify. So I think this is going to kind of not make sense to people, but it kind of makes sense to people. Pat Shurmur's kind of fugly. I'm just saying. Former coach of the New York Giants, and he was OC to the Denver Broncos.
Let me see.
He might not be the ugliest in Mankind history, but there's just qualities that aren't for me. Mind you, this is on my preferences.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit all Francisco's.
Right. He's a goofy looking dude.
Yeah. It's kind of like, that's the old ones. You got to go into more modern times. Now, nothing ain't hitting right. He might not be the ugliest. Technically, Al Davis was a coach, so you can definitely throw Al Davis in there. In that sense, I want to think of like a current one that had gotten fired because everybody gets fired so much.
I don't see a single NFL photo of him smiling. Oh, there he is. Oh, he's got a goofy. Yeah, okay.
Honorable mention.
Okay.
Honorable mention. Norv Turner. Norv Turner is an honorable mention.
Yeah.
He's just so far remote from the league that I don't want to use him. And then also Mike Shanahan as he got older.
He kept turning red. kept getting redder.
He became a tomato with good hair.
Oh, yeah. He's got the hair. He's always got the hair. But, okay. All right, so... that's it. So we're done with that.